I was asked the following question. Someone is purchasing a hearing aid, and he told me that hearing aid models come with either rechargeable batteries that last 20 to 24 hours or replaceable batteries that last around 5 days. Rechargeable batteries must be charged every day, and replacing batteries every 3 to 5 days is both inconvenient and expensive. And the question that he asked me is whether he can use rechargeable batteries on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So one solution is, I guess, for Shabbos, since the rechargeable batteries last 24 hours, so you can time it so that you have the hearing aid charge right before Shabbos, and it will last you essentially the entire Shabbos. Now, the more complicated question is on Yom Tov. Can you, let's say you have a 2-day Yom Tov or even a 3-day Yom Tov. So one solution might be that you can place the hearing aid on a charging dock when the charger is not on, and then have the charger on a timer to go on after the hearing aid is docked. So let's say, for example, you put the hearing aid on the charging dock at 10 p.m. and the charger is supposed to go off at 12 a.m. and then the charger goes off 5 hours later, and at 7 a.m. you take the hearing aid from the charging dock, but at that point it's off. So in other words, when you put it on the charging dock and when you remove it, the charger is off. So nothing, no circuits are closing when you put it on the charging dock and take it off. So the question is, can this be done on both Shabbos and Yom Tov? So on the surface, it seems that this would be Gram Havara. You'd be closing circuits. Question what circuits closing circuits amount to. Let's say it's Havara or so Molid, whatever. However, we understand the prohibition of closing electrical circuits on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's say it's Gram Havara. So that's generally permitted on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Shemir Shabbos Kilchas and Chelak Aleph, Perikud based Seif Lamed Zayin, that talks about using a dishwasher on Shabbos there's issues about the noise that it makes, but let's assume there are no noise issues. So the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa writes, also lishtavish b'Shabbos b'madiach kelim gab kasher hu bufal b'emtzaot shaon Shabbat ha'machaven mibod yom lishtof hakelim b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to use on Shabbos a dishwasher, even if it's used through a Shabbos timer that you set before Shabbos. And what's the reason? In the footnote, he says that im hare im skirat delet hamediach, that when you close the door to the dishwasher, who also maaseh shebeikvot kav hamayim yecholim likanos lemechonah litchamem im hafalat hamediach beemtzaot shaon Shabbos, that you are enabling that the water will enter into the machine and start to heat up through the timer when it goes on for the dishwasher, v'yesh b'zeh mishum echad nosein kakadeira, etc. So he cites the Mishnah Brura about if one person on Shabbos, let's say, puts a pot of food on a stovetop or on a tanur beit hachoref, on some kind of heat oven, and then someone else lights it. So someone puts it on top of a furnace, the pot of food, and then someone lights the furnace. So then this is not permit. The Jew is not allowed to put the pot on the furnace, even if the non-Jew turns on the fire afterwards. So this is similar to our case, because again, when you're not with a dishwasher, you're closing the door. If you wouldn't close the door, the dishwasher won't operate through a timer an hour later. So even though you're not closing any circuits now, you're doing what's called Gram Havar. You're causing the without your action, so then the machine won't turn on an hour later. So this is forbidden on Shabbos. Gram Havara is forbidden on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, it's permitted. Again, the halacha in Or Chaim Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chabeis says that Gram Kibbuy is mutter according to Shulchan Aruch, that if you cause Kibbuy to happen, there's a delay, is a machlokas what grama is. For our purposes, there is a machlokas about this, but at least according to Shmir Shabbos, grama is accomplished, which means indirect. An indirect malacha, at least according to Shmir Shabbos, kochasa, based on other poskim, that there's a delay between your action and when the malacha happens. So Shulchan Aruch writes, gram kibuy is permitted, and the Be'er Halacha points out that's not only talking about kibuy, but with respect to any malacha, grama is permitted. However, the Ramam writes it's only b'makom pesed in cases of loss. So that's on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's no issue. On Yom Tov, gram havara is permitted. So therefore, if you want to put the hearing aid on the dock when it's off and it charges through a timer, and then you take it off when it's off, so there should be no problem. That should be totally halachically permitted. When it comes to Shabbos, so then it's a little bit more complicated. Let's, again, it's best probably to try to avoid the problem. If it really lasts 24 hours, so you can charge it right before Shabbos and you don't have a problem. Let's say you forget and you're stuck on Shabbos. There might be a heter to also use the timer on Shabbos as well. It's true, the Rama writes that gram kibuy is, gram malacha is generally not permitted. The Rama writes, b'makom pseidan, cases of loss, it is permitted. And the Piskei Tshuva on this cites a whole host of achronim who seem to say that it's permitted b'makom hefseid or for tzorach a mitzvah, the needs of a mitzvah, or for tzorach gadol, a great need. There he cites the machzitz shekel, and he cites the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Rav. And there are other poskim, other achronim, a whole host of achronim who say that maybe even if we're dealing with an issur drabbanon, that it's permitted grama. And here, if it's a case of choli or tzorach mitzvah or tzorach gadol. So I think we can make a strong argument that if mamish someone can't hear, again, you try to set the timer, you set your hearing aids so you don't have this problem on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it seems that it's permitted to charge it through a timer. But on Shabbos, it's better not to. But it would seem that there might be grounds to do so, even in a situation when you are stuck. Because this would probably amount to a tzorach gadol, therefore grama would be permitted. One can ask a non-Jew to charge it if need be. And it might also be okay, maybe, if you're stuck in a situation, to maybe even do it bishinoi in an indirect way, but it's probably really strongly preferable to avoid that and to, again, you know, set the timer in either Shabbos or Yom Tov, the case may be.